Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida, on the air and online. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Dan Gretsch is away. When the earthquake hit Haiti last week, a massive emotional shockwave hit our community here in South Florida. We have the largest Haitian population in the country, more than 260,000. Despite the extensive media coverage of the quake's aftermath, many Haitian Americans are only now getting the news they need the most, information about their loved ones. Under the Sun's Ruth Morris reports on how they're coping as that news trickles in.
God is good. Tout moun kap soufri a même matin, courage.
The popular Haitian American DJ of WLQY, Piment Bouc, tells listeners to keep up their courage. His name means hot pepper in Creole. Redouble your strength, he says. Help is on the way. Piment has 14 reporters in Haiti and thousands of listeners in South Florida. He broadcasts from a studio on Biscayne Boulevard. When the earthquake hit and communications went down, Piment turned up the volume.
On faut-il passer dans le téléphone, on faut-il communiquer, on faut-il parler. Radio Peuple International, auditeur, bonjour. Allez-y là, madame, ou en onde.
He opened the airwaves to callers with any snippet of news from back home. And when he talked to his reporters, he told them to pass their phones to the people around them so they could tell loved ones how they were doing.
They come, they talk. Someone say, hey, mom, I'm Joseph, I'm not dead. Oh, my wife dead, children dead, some family dead, but I'm alive. Somebody cry because they don't have no place to live in. And also me for myself, when I watch the TV, I see what is going on. I say, oh, Lord.
Piment's program was featured all over the web. The internet, Facebook, Twitter, they've all helped raise money for relief. But they've also been a lifeline.
Facebook, what a wonderful media.
Rosalind Philippe runs the Haiti Chérie Heritage Foundation in Miami. As she heard about people who needed to be rescued, she turned to Facebook to get the word out.
All that we're doing is copying it, reposting it, who's hurt, who's still under the rubble. And on Facebook, I found a gentleman who apparently had an amateur radio and he wanted to help. And what we've done is just say, please get the word out to the rescuers.
Many Haitian Americans are just now getting word from their loved ones. Ed Nelson is a social worker. When the earthquake hit, he rushed to volunteer as a counselor for distraught families. But they didn't want counseling. What they wanted was an open phone line. The day after the quake, Nelson set up the Haitian Relief Information Center in Little Haiti, and Comcast installed 10 phones. Calls are free and unlimited.
Hello? C'est qui? Hein? Hello? Hello?
There's hand sanitizer on the tables and boxes of tissues. On the wall, photos of the missing, brides, men in suits, girls wearing colorful barrettes. Gracia Desile is one of the callers. Nelson has been trying to lift her spirits.
The father is my son. The mother.
She came to Miami 18 years ago on a boat. She says she's already lost several sons when they were little because the water in Haiti was dirty and it made them sick.
I'm looking for Miriopol. I'm looking for my son, wife. I'm looking for Miguelita Paul. I'm looking for...
She has two sons in Haiti and five grandchildren. She spreads their photographs next to the phone. A chubby boy grinning in front of a synthetic white Christmas tree. A young woman in her Sunday best. This is Gracia's daughter-in-law. Her parents kicked her out when she was a teenager, and Gracia took her in.
I take care of her. I never let her go because I don't have daughter. Children coming in your house, you have to take care of her. She called me mama. Now she got five children with my son. Now I don't know nothing to her. My son is very good. He loved me. He loved me so much. I love him so much.
Gracia has scrawled their phone numbers on the back of an envelope. She dials and dials. It rings, but no one picks up. The people here think that some phones are luckier than others. A woman named Maria Mazepas gets through on the first try.
She said he has 14 people inside the house. There's one victim. Everything calmed down. Everything okay.
14 family members survived. One niece died. In normal times, losing a small niece would be a major tragedy. But in this case, losing just one child in a large family passes for good news. And even when relatives are okay, they're often sleeping in the streets. No toilets, no food, no clean water. Social worker Ed Nelson's eyes are bloodshot. He says there have been bright spots since he opened the call center. One woman came looking for news about her son. He was visiting Haiti after a tour in Iraq, and she'd given him tons of gifts to take to their family.
The mother, she was completely devastated, and the person that came with her basically was carrying her. She had not been eating, she had not been sleeping since Wednesday.
As it turns out, the son was throwing a party for his family in Haiti when the earthquake hit. He was giving them their gifts in a park. That meant they were outside, not under the rubble.
And obviously that's what saved everybody. And she finally got through on the phone, and it was the son that responded. Oh, she said, thank God! And she was screaming. Immediately she got strength, and she was like a different person. So to me, this is one of the greatest stories that we live through here, a good one.
Communications are slowly getting better. Soon, most families will know who survived, who was buried, who perished. According to Jacques Despinos, this will bring a new kind of suffering. He's the president of the Haitian American Leadership Coalition. He says many Haitian families are in shock right now, overwhelmed by the scale of their loss.
It's like somebody's drunk, who's drugging. When the drugs is out of your system, you're really going to have to face reality. I think we're going to have to face reality tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to say, oh, God, is it true what's happened to me? Is it true I lost all my kids? Is it true? Is it true? Is it true? I don't believe it.
Back at the call center, Gracia suddenly gets through.
Hello, Mike? Hello? Hello?
She started hearing connection and then she lost it.
Before she can hear anyone, the line goes dead. People around her tell her, keep trying.
Keep trying.
For Under the Sun, I'm Ruth Morris.
Haïti, chérie. I'm going to sati la mala look no him.
Yesterday at 4 a.m., Gracia Desilets got a call from Haiti. Both sons and all five grandchildren are okay. The Haitian Relief Information Center is at Northwest 2nd Avenue and 79th Street in Miami. It's open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and you can reach them at 305-795-1552. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. I produce Under the Sun with Dan Gretsch, who's away this week. If you'd like to share your story about how the earthquake in Haiti has affected you, post it to the comments section for this story on WLRNunderthesun.org.
Haiti, chérie. Mwen pa gen dwa troke ou menm si yon pom diamant, chéri. Tout se dwel ka priye, ti zwa zo kap chante, chéri. Lè mwen plan yon an kam pou. Ay ti chéri.